It's Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As we do every Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller and Judy Leach from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. We're going to talk about just an update on where we are in the county as far as vaccinations, et cetera. FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine and boosters. So we got a lot to get to this morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So jumping right in, the surge here in Mendocino County is continuing. However, the good news is that it's not escalating as it might be. So in other words, we're still having a significant number of new cases being diagnosed every day. And we're experiencing that as an increased volume in all of our clinics, as well as our three emergency departments. And we're also experiencing that as an increased volume of inpatient admissions. However, that volume is staying steady. In other words, it's not escalating like it could. Now, we'll have to see how the next few weeks go. The prediction is that this current surge will last at least another 30 days and maybe longer, but a minimum of 30. And so we'll see if it peaks further as the 30 days progress. So we are certainly taking all the steps necessary to make sure that we're prepared. We've advanced our surge plan to the next higher level. We are working on securing more staffing, which is a challenge nationally, not just here in our county. We're working on getting more ventilators in case we need them and more hospital beds so that we can effectuate our surge plan. So I do think that we are prepared, and I do ask people in the community to continue to be safe, wear your masks, which are very effective, as we all know, social distance, and good hand washing. And that'll help to mitigate this. Another thing that will help mitigate this, and we're working towards this right now, is starting to provide the monoclonal antibody treatment called Regeneron, or Regen-Cove, here on the coast. And we're expecting to start implementing that pretty quick. I'll talk more in detail next week about that. That is a treatment that people who have become infected but only have mild or moderate symptoms plus risk factors can get this infusion of antibodies, which helps to prevent progression to more serious illness. And so I think that that is an important part of a strategy to help minimize the number of people ultimately that end up hospitalized. So that's an important piece as well. Another exciting news is that the FDA did now give formal, full FDA approval to the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. So if anybody has been waiting for the vaccine to move from the emergency use authorization to full FDA approval, that has happened, and hopefully if people have been waiting for that, they now feel confident to move forward and get vaccinated. Primarily what we have right now here is the Moderna vaccine, but obviously there's going to be an interest and demand for the Pfizer, so we're working on getting that. And then lastly, in that regard, the FDA is moving forward in approving booster shots across the board for Pfizer and then subsequently Moderna. Now, I think that people sort of have to keep an understanding about that, in that full vaccination is still highly effective. Right now, 99.6%, according to this morning's data from the county health department, 99.6% of all of the COVID cases in the last several months have been in unvaccinated people, meaning that only 0.4% have been vaccinated in vaccinated people. That tells us that the vaccines absolutely are working, but there is some benefit for some people to maybe get a booster shot. And so the fact that we're talking about boosters shouldn't make people jump to the conclusion that the vaccines are ineffective. They're still highly effective, but there may be additional benefit for certain populations. So there's the report that I wanted to give. Do you have any questions about that before I turn it over to Judy?
No, right up front, Doctor. Thank you. Let's hear what Judy has for us.
Well, to just continue this conversation on COVID, yes, indeed, we have been experiencing an incredible surge in Mendocino County. In fact, Mendocino County is one of the top five counties in the state that has had escalating COVID positive numbers in the past week. We at the hospital have felt the direct impact of that. And at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, last week we had some of the highest numbers of our inpatient and our emergency department utilization. As a result of that, it's meant that we've got to have beds available for our COVID-positive patients and staffing. It has required us to, as Dr. Miller has indicated, put the surge plan into effect. That surge plan means that we've moved some services around. The community will be very glad to know that all services are still available. However, we have paused on some of our elective surgeries, our non-emergent surgeries, in order to make sure that we have beds as well as staff available to address the surge that we've been seeing. So wanted the community to be aware of that. And all of those changes, if there are any, are addressed between the physician and the patient. We always want to make sure patients have timely and safe care. So we would never delay something that would impede a person's health. But we are having to make sure that we've got enough beds as a result of the COVID-positive patients that have been on the coast. And then finally, you may be experiencing some delays when calling our clinics. And we want to apologize for any inconvenience that is causing. One is because of the larger amount of people who believe that they may have COVID symptoms that need to be addressed. Again, testing is available throughout our communities through the health department, so we encourage our community to take advantage of those testings. And secondly, and most importantly, as Dr. Miller has already said, is to be certain that you've gotten the vaccine. So once again, thank you for your patience, as it might take a little bit longer to get through to clinic phones. The third aspect of that is we are converting our clinics over to a new platform to better coordinate access to care and access to your own medical records. It's kind of like when I was driving over Highway 20 yesterday, and you know, there are traffic delays because there is improvement work happening. And so that is the case here in our clinics as well. There is a pause, or times may be lengthened as we are implementing some of these new processes to better serve our community.
Thank you. Appreciated both of you. And as usual, we have the report from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast every Tuesday morning here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.